Professional Floor Covering can't wait to connect with our friends through today's community comment on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge.
It is 95.3 WBEV and community comment, and we are just about to jump into the action here. But first, wanted to remind you, we are presented by Professional Floor Covering and Abbey Design Center at 713 Park Avenue in Beaver Dam. Visit their website at proflr.com. They are locally owned. Randy and his team are here to help you design the perfect space with over 1,000 samples of carpet, LVP, hardwood, tile, area rugs, and window finishings. It's so much more than floors. It's a wide selection of kitchen and bathroom countertops, cabinets, tiles, shower inserts, and more. And talking more about what is going on at Professional Floor Covering these days, they do tub-to-shower conversions. Turn your standard bathroom into a luxurious spa with a tub-to-shower conversion. A tub-to-shower conversion can also drastically improve the quality of life for those who have trouble lifting their legs up and over the wall of a standard tub. And now we will throw it to Terry Bell for today's community comment here on 95.3 WBEV.
Thank you very much, Jake, and welcome to Community Comment. We're going to be talking about things happening at Beaver Dam City Hall, how they affect us all, with our guest today, Mayor Bobby Mark, and Acting Administrator Jay Shambo. So thank you both for being with us.
Good morning. Thank you.
Yeah.
Terrific. So one thing, of course, that caught everyone by surprise recently was the resignation of former Council President Ken Anderson. And I guess, what is it about that situation that you can share with everyone this morning?
Well, first of all, it very much was a surprise. I was not anticipating his resignation. He worked really well on the transition team and helped us choose the new administrator. And so it was definitely a surprise. Because of his resignation, the council now in October is going to have a decision to make. Normally, there would be the potential of a special election, but because it's so close to the upcoming spring election in April, Ken's seat is up for re-election in April. The special election is not an option, so the council is going to have to decide whether they want to leave that seat vacant until April, or whether they want to confirm an appointment from the mayor for someone to fill that seat. And normally what we've done is we've opened it up to the community to ask people to put their names forward to be considered to be nominated by the mayor. So it'll be up to the council to decide how they want, if they want to fill that spot till April or if they just want to leave it vacant.
And that'll happen at the council's first meeting in October?
Correct.
Okay. They'll also choose a new president.
Yes.
From among the alders who are remaining. Anybody expressing any interest?
Not yet. I may have to go out and twist a few arms because the last go-around, Ken was the only person who expressed any interest, which worked out really well. But now I'm not sure if anybody has that inclination yet, but we will find someone to fill that role. It's not a big responsibility, but it is a role that needs to be filled.
Certainly. Maybe I hope I'm not using the wrong word here, but it seems to be largely a ceremonial one. The actual presiding of council meetings is the mayor's responsibility. But the president does serve as a spokesperson from time to time and fulfill some other duties?
Yeah, about the only official responsibility is if the mayor is ever not able to be at a council meeting, then the president presides over the meeting, which hasn't happened very often. So, and then beyond that, they act as a spokesperson and leadership for the council members. But,
all right, very good. Yeah, kind of brings us to some more changes at City Hall. Larry Burke, the new city administrator, begins his work tomorrow, Tuesday. Today is Monday, in case this is not a repeat sometime down the line. But Jay, you know, you've been serving not only as kind of the facilitating the search for the new administrator, but you've been the acting administrator yourself.
I have.
What's that experience been like?
It's been great. There's a really strong department head team here in Beaver Dam. Working with the council and the mayor has been really pleasurable. I think it's Beaver Dam's in a great spot for the next administrator, Larry Berkey, to come in and just continue to take the ball and move it forward here. There's a lot of economic development projects, housing developments that are underway, and downtown revitalization will continue to be strong. We're going to talk about some grant opportunities for new businesses later in the show, and all things that'll be the ability for Larry to take that and to again run with it here and continue to improve Beaver Dam over the years.
Certainly. Oh, I remember at a certain point in the past, we talked about the fact that this is not an entry level job by any means. I think the council is crafting the qualifications for the job. So, of the three finalists that you had, what made Larry Burke stand out?
I'll let the mayor speak to why the council chose him, but his experience, the level of experience that he had coming in various roles, working for smaller municipalities, cities and villages, and then also some county experience will really serve him well.
Yeah, in addition to, he had a pretty extensive experience just as an administrator in general, but also he had some big successes with downtown revitalization and economic development in some of his other communities. The other thing was he has two undergrad and two master's degrees, and all of them related to public administration, and one in particular was related to city planning, which was sort of on the wish list of the council if we could find someone who had some experience, because many communities have either a part-time or full-time city planner on staff. We never have. And so we felt like that was maybe a little bit of a gap that we wanted to fill. And so Larry brought that knowledge and experience with him as well. So, yeah, and he's we also liked the fact that he was very involved in his last community in terms of involvement in local organizations and in his free time. So we felt that was a strength, too.
Very good. We're going to take a break here, but we'll be right back. You're listening to Community Comment on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge.
The WBEV Morning Show with Wade Bates and Sherry Sackett.
Floyd, now, you were in education, right? Is that true?
Yes, an educator in Beaver Dam for 30-plus years.
So did you have Sherry as a student?
Yes, she was a very good student, but the problem was the boys always wanted to talk to her.
Oh.
So I kind of put her in the back of the room.
It's raining men!
Weekday mornings from 6 to 9 on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge.
Hey, it's Daisy with Slumberland Beaver Dam. Our remodeling sale is going on right now, and you can save big during our mess. Stop in and take a look at all of the fun projects that we're doing inside the store and save with up to 80% off of list prices. Everything in the store is marked down, from clearance merchandise to mattresses to special purchase items. Sofas, sectionals, and Lazy Boy chairs are all yours at massive discounts. Take advantage of our messy days during our remodeling sale going on right now at Slumberland Furniture, Beaver Dam.
To a world so fine, shiny floors that truly shine, tiles and wood you'll adore, get it all at Professional Floor. Showers, blinds, counters too, everything just like brand new, they've got what you're looking for, only here at Professional Floor.
Okay, full disclosure, we still don't sing here, but since I've got the mic, let me drop some knowledge. At Professional Floor Covering, we've got the best brands and styles for every project. Whether you're looking for cabinets, blinds, flooring, or more, we're here to make your home look amazing. Check out our showroom to explore our wide range of luxury vinyl plank flooring. Need a bathroom makeover? We've got custom marble and ceramic showers and countertops to elevate your space. And if you're thinking kitchen upgrade, our cabinet and porcelain tile selection is top-notch. Take a look online at proflr.com and stop in to visit us at 713 Park Avenue. Time to hand the mic back.
They keep you informed on the Dodge County landscape. We keep the inside of your home looking great. Professional Floor Covering welcomes you to the next segment of Community Comment on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge.
And we are back here on Community Comment. Going to jump right back into the action here on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge. Here's Terry Bell.
Thank you very much, Jake. We're talking about Beaver Dam City business with Acting Administrator Jay Shambo and Mayor Bobby Mark. And you, too, if you would like to join the conversation, you can call us or text us at 920-887-9595 or call us here at the studio at 885-4446. It's a busy time now for the Common Council, as it is every time this year, ramps up around this time of year, finishes in time for the holidays. But the work on the city budget has been important for department heads in particular up to this point. But now it goes to the hands of the City Council tonight.
Correct, Terry. The city staff has been working hard putting together their budget, and a preliminary look at the budget was emailed out to the council members late last week. So we have the weekend to look it over, and then this evening we'll have our first budget workshop where we look at sort of the overall budget plus the various requests from departments for new spending, and then we talk about what we want to include and what maybe needs to be cut.
What are some line items that you think will probably spark the most conversation?
Well, I know, and this is mostly because I was at the Police and Fire Commission meeting last week. I know there is one $1.4 million request for a new Protective Services radio system, and it was placed there mostly as a sort of a heads up for council. It's not a realistic budget request for this year, but the fire department added it to the budget as a way to let everybody know that it's coming down the line, that the county is proposing a whole new radio system that will allow both the county and all of the local entities within Dodge County to be keyed into the same communication system, which right now is not the case, and but it's going to cost a lot of money to make that changeover. So that item, right off the top, is not going to be a realistic ask for this year, but it's coming down the road.
Right,
And ideally, it's an expense that the county can find in the replacement of the radio system as a whole. The actual radios, that's the expense the mayor's referring to, the almost $1.5 million estimated cost to outfit our police and fire and public works with new radios to be able to communicate properly. As part of that expense, it's again hopeful from the city of Beaver Dam standpoint that Dodge County finds that. I know they're writing for grants for some aspects of the radio process system implementation, and if they can secure the grant funding and free up some money for the county to pay for these radios, that would be ideal.
So it sounds like some effort is being made to kind of mitigate the effect on city property taxpayers.
Yeah, and again, it won't be a 2026 expense. It's one that's going to take a bit to get implemented, and the radios won't be needed necessarily until the earliest 2027. It's one that our team, police and fire, is working really closely with the sheriff's department and the county team as well.
I understand that even though the portable radios that the city has now would not be compatible with what will be put in place in the future, and we're not even certain what that's going to be yet, but these radios, the Beaver Dam radios, are not that old from what I understand.
Well, the department has done a good job of spreading out the replacement of their radios so that it's not, they don't have to replace them all at the same time, because that's such a huge expense. So, it's a staggered system. So some of the radios are newer, some of them are older. So they're asking to replace, the rotation to try and again, it's good for the department because it brings some stability to their budget. And it's good for the taxpayer because instead of having one big, huge hit every so many years, it spreads it out over a period of time.
Okay. And again, that's further down the road. That's not for this budget, really, but it's just there to get people thinking about it.
That it's coming as a potential expense. And our listeners should know that that they are safe, that our police and fire can communicate clearly, effectively, efficiently now, and that system is certainly sound and up and running.
Yeah, I've heard good things about it.
Just looking to be even more improved by the county.
Yeah, absolutely. One thing, speaking of public safety and things that are actually in this budget, there's a request for enhanced tornado siren service for the north side.
Our emergency management team handles that for the city, and yes, they're looking to add a new siren in that area.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Anything else coming up in the discussions in the weeks ahead? Do you think that Alders will have a lot to chew on?
One item that I'm a proponent of is it was proposed in last year's budget, and it was voted down, but I'm hoping that this year it will move forward, which is an HR manager for the city. We have, when we're at peak employment, we have over 200 employees, and we've never had even a part-time HR person on staff. And right now, each department head is expected to handle all of the HR for their department. And so it's created a system that there's not a lot of consistency amongst departments when it comes to HR issues, and I know it takes a lot of department heads' time when that time could be better spent focusing on their areas of expertise. And the city administrator's role is to help handle HR, but there's enough on the city administrator's plate that we just feel we could use someone who has the training and the expertise. And we all know how HR rules are constantly changing and being updated, and so we just feel it would be really helpful if we could get a professional HR person on board.
And especially, I would think, HR has come a long way, I guess, since it was first parceled out to the department heads. It's not just, payroll and benefits anymore. You're dealing with a lot of things and a lot of sensitive matters.
Correct.
When you're talking about HR.
Correct. And right now, for years, when there was a very sensitive HR matter, we would always turn to our attorney for legal advice, which is, the right thing to do. But attorneys' hourly fees are much more expensive than an HR manager who would have the same knowledge in that specific area. So we're hoping that an HR manager is going to be an improvement for a variety of reasons.
Okay, and are you looking for a full-time or a part-time person?
Full-time.
Yeah, I mean, we're hoping for full-time.
Oh, okay, so all right, so that's in the budget request for that so far, yeah.
Correct.
Yeah, it would seem that Beaver Dam would be a big enough community to have a full-time human resources person, but that's just just me as a layperson speaking randomly. I don't have any real expertise. Yeah.
And right now, HR functions are performed. Some are performed by our city clerk, who has way too many balls in the air already with all the election laws and changes, and some are taken care of by our finance director, who also, again, has plenty on her plate. It'll be nice to have one central location so all staff members know where they can go with HR questions.
Very good. I guess what taxpayers would like to know is, how is this going to hit them when the bills come due? So, Jay, I think you have some numbers for us to help us understand what the impact will be to the property taxpayer.
Yeah, creating an annual budget for a city the size of Beaver Dam is not for the faint of heart. It's and for the policymakers, the mayor and the elected officials, it's the single most important, largest piece of public policy that they'll decide on in any given year. And they don't take that lightly. The department head team doesn't take that lightly. There are a lot of items to balance when creating a budget. Beaver Dam qualifies for what's known as expenditure restraint funds from the state, and preserving those is a formula based, and it's kind of a bit of a stand on your head type situation to try to maintain. That's over $400,000 worth of revenue that, because the city has been cautious and conservative with their expenditures in the past, they receive this additional funds from the state. So balancing that interest, which directly competes with the levy limit formula that the state also imposes on local units of government, the the city can only budget for X amount of dollars in order to stay under the state imposed levy limit. So they have to stay below them and stay high enough in the expenditure restraint to make those both qualify. And so we're working through that process right now. Kayla's doing a great job in the finance department. We don't have all the numbers in yet. The state shared revenue numbers are actually expected today. We're expected to receive those today. Sometimes they come a little bit after that from the state, but those revenues have been indexed with the sales tax, so we expect a bit of a modest increase in shared revenue from the state, which is a positive, along with transportation aid, which is, again, formula-based. And as the city spends more on transportation improvements, road improvements, and we can talk about that in a bit as to what kind of road expectations or improvements we can expect, your listeners can expect to see in 2026, those numbers continue to go up. So if the city spends a little more, then they get a little more back from the state in shared revenue. Overall, property taxes, that's what you're probably referring to, are likely to go up. The costs of doing business in 2026 is greater than it was in 2025. There's been inflationary numbers that affect the city as well. The police and fire, both unions did settle in 2025 for the future, so those increases are included in this budget. So cost of personnel in a municipal organization are always a big part of what we do, providing the people that provide the service for your constituents.
Very good. So say per thousand, do we have the numbers?
The actual mill rate isn't set. I would expect property taxes to go up in that 4 to 5% increase over the previous year.
And again, that's an estimate at this point. There's still work to be done.
Right.
Very good. We need to take a break right here for the news, but we will be right back. You're listening to Community Comment on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge.
Sports talk radio with a local emphasis. Green Bay football, Milwaukee basketball and baseball, Wisconsin college sports, and of course, Beaver Dam Golden Beavers athletics. Recaps, coaches interviews, top three plays, and much more. Listen as Corey Sparks has a daily battle putting up with me, Wally Lukashensky. We are the Dam Sports Show. Hear us from 4 until 5 each weekday on the Daily Dodge YouTube page and 1430 ESPN Beaver Dam.
Update and beautify your home with Sherwin-Williams pre-finished siding from Menards. LP SmartSide siding is durable and comes ready to install. Available in 13 timeless colors, it's machine applied for a professional look and coverage. That means no painting and no hassle for years to come. Save big money at all Sherwin-Williams pre-finished siding now at Menards. Plus, view our weekly flyer for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
The two best things in life are a great sleep from Slumberland Furniture and your favorite radio station. This is 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge, live from the Slumberland Furniture Studio.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. A framework deal has been reached for the ownership of TikTok. That, according to Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent, after weekend talks between the U.S. and China in Spain. The Federal Reserve is widely expected to make its first interest rate cut of the year at the conclusion of its September meeting on Wednesday of this week.
The Fed is widely expected to cut interest rates by 0.25%, meaning it gets a little bit cheaper to borrow money. Think lower credit card APRs, less expensive car loans. This can also impact mortgage rates, which have been moving lower in anticipation. The average 30-year fixed-rate mortgage hit its lowest level since 2024 earlier this month.
ABC's Rebecca Jarvis. Israel and the U.S. standing side by side in the face of growing international anger over the airstrikes on Hamas members in Qatar. Funeral plans now in place for conservative activist Charlie Kirk. His memorial set for State Farm Stadium in Phoenix on Sunday. This is ABC News.
Award-winning news you can count on. WBEV.
From the Daily Dodge News Center, I'm Terry Bell. Crews will start working on a water utility project next week in Beaver Dam that will impact traffic for months. Starting a week from today, crews will begin work on Hemlock Road, County Highway W, and Highway B. They're installing water main piping, valves, and hydrants. It'll mean lanes will have to be closed until the end of the year. There's more on this story in a link on DailyDodge.com. They're forming a new committee in Mayville to advise city leaders on options for a new medical clinic. They'll also look into what obstacles people face in getting health care.
City officials say they're looking for a licensed healthcare provider and a mental health professional. They'd also like to hear from someone from the business community and anyone else from the community. Madison State Senator Kelda Royes is running for Wisconsin governor. She dropped a campaign announcement on social media early this morning. Royes has represented Madison's East Side in the state Senate since 2021. She joins a Democratic primary field that's growing and expected to get more competitive. A 6-year-old girl reported missing from central Wisconsin last week was found safe Saturday. Her alleged abductor is her uncle. He's been arrested and faces charges. Ruby Lehman went missing from her grandmother's home in Almond Thursday afternoon. The two were found Saturday afternoon in a wooded area a short way away. The secretary of the Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation will resign at the end of the week. Missy Hughes joined the Evers administration in 2019. Governor Evers expects to announce her successor in a few weeks. The WEDC is a public-private agency designed to help business development and innovation through loans, grants, tax credits, and technical assistance. I'm Terry Bell, reporting from the Daily Dodge News Center. Submit your news tips at dailydodge.com.
Sunshine expected today with daytime highs approaching 81. Winds out of the southeast, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Lows dip down to about 57. Tonight, mainly clear skies. Mainly sunny skies. Tomorrow, daytime highs approaching 84. Dry with temperatures a bit above average Wednesday and Thursday, and highs in the low 80s. I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge. Right now, it's 71 degrees.
New Pella windows from Hometown Glass and Improvement do more than just boost your home's curb appeal. They boost energy efficiency and save you money. Say goodbye to drafts. And hello to lower energy bills. With Pella Windows, your home stays comfortable year-round. Hometown Glass and Improvement will help you through the selection process and make installation easy. Your satisfaction guaranteed. Visit Hometown Glass and Improvement showroom in Beaver Dam or online at hometownglass.com.
See the Milwaukee County Zoo this summer and enjoy so many species of connection. Home to more than 2,200 animals and over 340 species, kids can dig into dinos at the zoo's summer exhibit. At Exploration Dinosaur, presented by Meyer, you'll unearth the past and explore prehistoric bones, teeth, and more from mighty dinosaurs like the T-Rex and Triceratops. It's an exciting adventure with life-sized dinos and hands-on discoveries. Exploration Dinosaur is open daily, now through October 5th. Visit MilwaukeeZoo.org for more info.
Join Beaver Dam Unified School District Superintendent Mark DeStefano on September 18th at 11:10 a.m. for Let's Talk on 95.3 WBEV. Mark will share updates and shout-outs for our schools, highlighting staff, students, and activities across the district. He'll also recap the start to the exciting school year and dive into school success plans and continuous improvement efforts. Let's Talk with Beaver Dam Unified School District Superintendent Mark DeStefano, Thursday, September 18th on 95.3 WBEV and Daily Dodge TV.
Providing this community beautiful floors and so much more, the team at Professional Floor Covering can't wait to connect with our friends through today's community comment on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge.
And welcome back to Community Comment here on 95.3 WBEV. And before we get rolling back here with the action with Terry Bell, wanted to remind you we are brought to you in part by McKinstry's Home Furnishings in downtown Beaver Dam. You can find them on Front Street under the red awning. And they are celebrating their 167-year anniversary this year. McKinstry's Home Furnishings stocks a large selection of picture frame moldings and conservation mattings and glass as a part of their picture framing services. This ensures prompt and proper professional framing of your needlework, family photos, wedding pictures, oil paintings, and wildlife prints, as well as award certificates. They've even framed a guitar, a big old guitar. That's right, you can get it framed. Best of all, you will be amazed at the low everyday prices. Let McKinstry sales designers help you select just the right frame and matting to enhance the beauty of your artwork as well as your home. Take your frameable pieces to McKinstry's Home Furnishings. You will be very happy you did. And now here's Terry Bell with more community comment on 95.3 WBEV.
Thank you very much, Jake. We are talking to Beaver Dam Mayor Bobby Mark and Acting Administrator Jay Shambo about matters facing the city and obviously all the people who live in Beaver Dam. If you would like to join the conversation, you can call us or text us at 920-887-9595 or call us at the studio at 885-4446. We're talking about the budget in particular and some of the things that will be discussed in the weeks to come. And one I'm sure that's always of interest to people is street projects. And there are more coming in 2026 as long as these budget requests hold up.
Correct, yeah. Terry. Mm-hmm. We've gotten a great start on revitalizing our city roads. I think everyone's by now familiar with the big project going on down on South Madison Street from Curry to Chatham. We're going to continue that next year, going from Chatham to Rowell. It's not just a resurfacing. It's an actual rebuilding, looking at water, sewer, stormwater, you know, everything from the foundation up to improve those streets and make them safer for the residents. And fortunately, about half of that is projected to come from state grants so that the city won't have to foot the entire bill.
An impressive amount of spending in 2026 is being proposed for this road infrastructure of $5.2 million, as the mayor said. About half of that is coming from some state grants. We're excited about continuing the work on Madison. In addition to that, Johnson Drive, there's a segment of Johnson Drive that's going to be completed from Spring to Lincoln. And then a signal upgrade. Those traffic lights are so expensive. The infrastructure that goes into them is so costly. Thankfully, the state has a funding program that's available for that as well. And so we're receiving some state funds to upgrade the signal by Park and University. So we're excited to be able to, that'll be some disruption for the residents next year, but it'll be, you know, worthy cause, a safer intersection at the conclusion of that.
Is there anything the city might do differently? I know the current work on Madison Street, a lot of people are not happy about the inconveniences that's caused. Is there anything that can be done with this next stretch of improvements next year that might make it a little easier for people and businesses?
The engineering team looks at that all the time, that they try to keep things as open as possible, working with police and fire as far as safety is concerned, as a reconstruction project is underway. And they are all a little different. So I guess I'm hesitant to say that, yeah, next year it's going to be great and people aren't going to be as frustrated. That's probably not going to be the case. With disruption, there's always some frustration. But your listeners should know that the engineers don't take that lightly, and they work at it really well, really closely, and work together really collaboratively with the other, as I mentioned, police and fire departments within the city to make it as least disruptive as possible.
And it's probably helpful to remind folks that, you know, if they use the prescribed detours, it'll actually make the work on the route that's being worked on go faster, because crews aren't having to go back and fix up all the damage that gets done. That's part of what makes a road project go slower.
Yeah, exactly. And I think Beaver Dam residents should remember, too, part of the problem is just our geography, that having the lake on one side of Madison Street means that there's a very limited number of possible detours to consider. So, you know, it's not necessarily anything that someone could improve upon. It's the way Beaver Dam is organized and was originally built. So it's part of it is geography.
Another important infrastructure project for next year is replacing lead service lines. And, you know, the service lines are not only older, but they contain lead, which is a big problem that certainly the city wants to address. And the state is mandating it.
Mandating it, and we want to get the lead out. I think that that's a thing, is to get the lead out and to get it out in a safe manner so that our residents, they're safe now based on the treatment that goes into the water. But having the lead lines replaced will make it just that much safer moving forward. Residents should know that it's a cost-sharing program. So if If you are in a situation where you have a lead service line, you'll be responsible for the private side expense of that lead lateral, and then the city will be taking up the public side, so it kind of gets split between both parties. The city is putting $500,000 into this budget for 2026 to begin. That won't replace all the lead service laterals. There are a lot of them here in Beaver Dam, and will be budgeted at that level, kind of planned for the next 5 years or so.
And just to back up, just so everyone understands, I'm not sure if everyone knows what a lead lateral is, but we're talking about the pipes that go from the city water main, which is not lead, that goes from the city water pipe to your house is called the lateral. And a lot of them are very old, and they're lead. And so those are the pipes that we will be replacing, is the ones that run from the city water main to the home, but it doesn't address the pipes that are in your house.
And it might be worth reminding folks that lead is a cause of a great many health problems, not the least of which the impact that the neurological impact, the impact that lead tainted water has on people's brains, especially developing children's brains.
Yeah, that's accurate, and why the city wants to work with the community to get the lead out.
What about people who may have a hard time affording these changes being thrust upon them? Is there any place they can turn for help?
The city's always looking to the state and to the federal government for potential funding opportunities. We anticipate that there might be something available in the future. There isn't a program right now that assists with that. But the listeners should know that the city team works really hard at trying to find those dollars and to share them where they can.
Absolutely. Let's talk about some other things happening and some improvements in the budget for Swan Park. And some of those have already been discussed this year.
Yeah, we were very excited earlier this year when the city received a $739 million grant from the state as part of their matching grant program to revitalize city assets such as Swan. And so now we need to at least match that amount. And in fact, the city is going to be proposing a $2.1 million in the next budget, in our upcoming budget, to help complete the walking paths that have been envisioned. The current paths that are there are asphalt and 3 feet wide. The newer paths will be concrete and 6 feet wide to allow for two-way traffic and easier accessibility. It's going to make it much safer for people who are attending events in Swan. I know not only replacing the current paths, but adding some additional ones to make sure that there's access from all of the major entrance points to the band shell and to the various shelters and things, which in some cases there's no access other than to walk across the grass for some of these venues. So yeah, we're really excited to see this this big segment of the park, including the band shell, to be renovated to make it that much safer and better for many, many decades to come.
I would think that the better paths would be especially good for, the people who need wheelchairs, families with young children who are pushing strollers and carriages and whatnot.
Exactly. And one of the things we realized, too, is that while our parks generally were used in the winter, until we had rotary lights at Swan Park, we didn't have a lot of foot traffic in the park in the winter. And those narrow asphalt paths can be pretty treacherous when it's icy. So we're really excited for wider and safer sidewalks.
Very good. We're going to take a break, then be right back. You're listening to Community Comment on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge.
From the moment you arrive, so many reasons why. McKinstry's Home Furnishings is the place where you should be.
It's big savings for you.
Big savings for you.
Big savings for you.
It's
the Clearance Corner at McKinstry's Home Furnishings, downtown Beaver Dam, featuring a whole department filled with exciting final clearance merchandise. Come in today and experience a treasure hunt for bargains, discontinued items, and as-is merchandise, all reduced to rock-bottom pricing. Save big on mattress sets and tables, coffee tables, chairs, and accessories. All items are one of a kind. Visit the Clearance Corner and enjoy the savings at McKinstry's Home Furnishings, downtown Beaver Dam, where customers matter and quality counts since 1858. Be sure to stop in and see us for the Chamber of Commerce wine tour on Friday, September 19th.
Year after year, McKinstry's.
At Compure Home, we know the way to finance your construction project. From traditional builds to unique rural homes like barn dominiums. With single-close construction loans and long-term fixed rates, we make financing simple and steady. Qualified clients even have the option to serve as their own general contractor if desired. Call 833-759-4726 or visit CompureHome.com today. We're Compure Home, and we know the way. Compure Home is an equal housing lender. NMLS number 619731.
Life is full of challenges and surprises. When legal matters arise, you need a trusted team on your side. At Neuberger, Griggs, Sweet, and Froehlich, they have been guiding clients through estate planning, elder law, and various litigation matters since 1922. They have employed attorneys who are dedicated to providing quality legal services that meet their clients' needs in an efficient and ethically responsible manner. They're always close by with offices in Watertown, Columbus, and Lake Mills. Neuberger, Griggs, Sweet, and Froehlich. To schedule a consultation, visit Watertown. Law.com.
Stock up and save on the toughest filters in the business during Wix Filters Sale Days at your local Auto Value Parts store. Not only will you get the best deal of the season on our very best filters, but you'll also find deep discounts on oil, fluids, grease, batteries, and more. Upgrade your filters during Wix Filters Sale Days at your local Auto Value Parts store. See store for official sale dates. Auto Value. We've got the parts. We've got the smarts.
Update your kitchen, bath, or laundry with ceramic or porcelain tile from Wiseway Flooring. It's durable, water and mildew resistant, and adds a unique artistic flair without having to do a complete makeover.
I'm Mike Yenser of Wiseway Flooring, inviting you to visit our new showroom on Milford Street in Watertown. See how our tile selection might be the right thing for you. Commercial or residential, the wise have it. Log on to ineedflooringnow.com.
Hear what's going on in your community. Stay tuned to Community Comment on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge, presented by Professional Floor Covering.
It is 95.3 WBEV and Community Comment, and with our last segment for today's Community Comment, here's Terry Bell.
Thank you very much, Jake. We're talking about Beaver Dam city business. How will the decisions at City Hall affect us in Beaver Dam? If you would like to join the conversation, by all means, give us a text or a call at 920-887-9595 or call us here at the studio at 885-4446. Tomorrow is a big day in Beaver Dam. Earlier this year, some state money was being made available for grants to businesses that wanted to start up or expand anywhere in Beaver Dam, but downtown was particularly encouraged. And you're going to take a look at some of those businesses that are getting the first of those awards tomorrow, Tuesday.
Yeah, we're really excited. The city partnered with our local Chamber of Commerce, and we applied for a Wisconsin Economic Development Corp, which is a state organization, a state agency. We applied for and won a very competitive grant that enables us, it gives us $50,000 in small business development grants, where we offer $5,000 so we can fund up to 10 businesses with a $5,000 grant from the state. In addition, the city also, before this, had our local startup fund, which we funded through TID dollars and ARPA funds in previous budgets. And so we've had a program where new businesses in downtown specifically could get a $5,000 startup grant from the city as well. So now between the state fund and the city downtown fund, a downtown new business could get up to $10,000 to help the expenses of getting their business off the ground. The state grant, it wasn't specifically for downtown businesses, but it ends up that slightly over half of them are also going to be downtown, which is very exciting. So we're going to be looking at some of the new businesses downtown. The first one that comes to mind right on Front Street is a store called Beth and Daisy, which is going to be gift baskets, gifts, and home decor. They envision it as something similar to what you'd see in Door County with lots of fun and cute things and custom-made gift baskets. Next, just down the street, there's at 108 Front Street is a business called Copper Squared, and this business is moving to us from Fox Lake, and it is secondhand women's clothing, offering gently used clothes in a curated collection, and they will also be buying from the clothing from the community. So I'm really excited about that one. There's also Altered by Amanda, again on Front Street, and Amanda Kimber offers custom cabinetry, furnishings, home decor. She is quite the artist, and when we say custom cabinetry, it includes beautiful designs painted on cabinetry as well as traditional finishes. We're going to see Mode House, which is opening on South Spring Street. Mode House will be modern, design-forward women's clothing and accessories made available. That has been a request. I've had quite a few people say, oh, why don't we have a new clothing store in Beaver Dam? And so these folks will find an exciting new place to shop. Dove Apothecary, which is on North Spring Street, offers herbs, gourmet vinegars, bulk supplies. They have handcrafted tea blends, premium vinegars. They're offering classes, afternoon teas, and wellness workshops as well. So that's an interesting and new venue for Beaver Dam. And then outside of the downtown area, we're seeing a new childcare facility, which we all know is greatly needed, and that's going to be opening at 1659 North Spring Street up near the old mall. Playland is the name of that childcare facility. And we attended last week the ribbon cutting for a really cool, cute new place. It used to be the Fraber Jewelry Store. It's up by IHOP. It's called the Squeeze Juice Bar. And it offers healthy and tasty juices, smoothies, protein bowls, toasts, and a lot of to-go options. So just a really fun and vibrant and modern addition. I think people are really going to enjoy that. And then finally, if you haven't been out to Bricks and Minifigs out at 106 Francis Lane, which is out across from the Walmart, we attended a ribbon cutting for them last spring, and they have everything Legos that you could possibly imagine, a really fun place. They not only sell the Lego kits, they sell individual bricks and miniature figurines that you can customize to look like whoever you would like. They also have an event space for birthday parties and other get-togethers. So all of these businesses are going to be receiving a WEDC grant and money from the city to help continue to expand our business base.
It sounds like, if I understand the criteria, and there was criteria that each of these businesses had to meet, but this sounds like an effort to, you know, help out brick and mortar businesses in this time when more and more commerce is happening online.
And really an intent to spur new business within the city. So in order to qualify, you had to start your business after January 1st of 2025. And so some of these you might have heard of or seen, as the mayor mentioned, around for a bit, like Bricks and Minifigs. But they started after January 1st, and it's a grant to incentivize them to get started or to expand into any new space or a vacant space. So Beaver Dam's really in an envious spot of having very few vacancies in our downtown and in other areas that are available. This proactive action by the city was really impressive to see. A few years back, there was a Main Street Bounce Back program that the state put up through WEDC again that afforded a bunch of businesses an opportunity to get started during a tough time coming out of COVID. This is a homegrown program that really does the same, and it's impressive to be able to spur business development within the downtown.
How far can $5,000 go towards achieving those goals?
Yeah, granted, $5,000 is often would not be enough to by itself to start a business. But a lot of times for those small business owners, it's the upfront capital that they need to get going, to get started. The city also does offer, in addition to $5,000 new business grants for downtown, we have our facade program, which offers a $10,000 matching grant to any owners of downtown business buildings who want to revitalize just the outside of the building. So they also are eligible for those grants as well. But I know some people aren't happy that we're giving these business owners money, but the reality is it's enough to help get them started. It's seed money, but they're going to need more capital on their own. So it really is just a little push that they can use to get going.
Very good. And with that, we'll have to wrap things up. The hour flew right by. Want to thank Mayor Bobby Mark for joining us. And Jay Shambo, on his last day, is acting administrator of the city of Beaver Dam. Glad you could spend some time with us today.
Good to be here.
You've been listening to Community Comment on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge. Thanks for joining us.